Moroni chapter 1. In this short chapter, Moroni just says that he has wanted the land, and that the Lamanites kill anyone who will not deny the Christ. And again, this is a foreshadowing for us that we'll see the day that we will be required to deny the Christ or seek refuge among the people of God. But again, it shows that there were some Nephites that were still alive that believed in Christ, but they had just descended over or deserted in order to save their lives. So therefore, we see that in the end, what the Lamanites wanted to do was completely destroy anybody, any remnant, or any hint of following Christ. And so Moroni says that he just traveled throughout the land, and while he's doing so, he decided that he would go ahead and write some more, which means he probably had plenty of time, so he made some more plates. Moroni chapter 2. In this chapter, we learn that the 12 disciples, as well as the 12 apostles in the old land, were given the authority to confer the Holy Ghost on others. But again, this is not just a simple thing given to all men. It said, first of all, these men were the disciples and apostles, and second, in order to receive that, they had to call upon the Father in the name of Jesus Christ in mighty prayer before they were able to receive this power. Again, the point is that few, or if any, could possibly have that power today.